Well, it's Tuesday, so that means it's Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, you know, a lot of people have credit card debt, and sometimes they turn to bill consolidation. So we're going to kind of go over that today.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about credit card debt and kind of a little sidebar inside the series of credit cards. We've been talking about how to pay off your credit card debt.
Right.
Let's talk about bill consolidation. And what bill consolidation or debt consolidation is, in the case of credit cards, you would take all your credit cards and pay them all off. And the way you would do that is you would borrow the money to pay them off. So if all your credit cards totaled $5,000 in debt, you would go get a loan for $5,000 and pay off the credit cards. Now, theoretically, the loan that you get will have a lower interest rate than your credit cards will. It'll be an installment loan, so it'll be over a set period of time with fixed payments, and you're going to pay interest on that. But theoretically, you will come out ahead because you will have paid off the high interest credit cards, and instead, you'll be putting that money toward a lower interest installment debt.
Got it.
There's another way to do it, and what people have done is when they refinance their homes, they'll do a cash out refinance, and they will take that cash out and pay off their credit card debt. In effect, they just took their credit card debt, they swapped it for a lower interest rate, but a longer term. Now that credit card debt is spread out over 15 or 30 years or however long your mortgage is. So that's another way that debt consolidation for credit card debt works. That's the theory of how it works. Now, here's why it generally doesn't work, because you never address the root cause of the problem of why you got in debt in the first place.
Okay.
Right? Why are you in debt? Why do you have credit card debt? Because here's what happens, Randy. As soon as you pay off your credit card debt, it immediately improves your credit utilization ratio. Your credit score is going to go up. All your balances are at zero, away from your limit. And people go out and charge their credit cards right back up.
Yep.
Now you're carrying both loads. If you don't address why you're in debt, this becomes a vicious cycle that just digs a deeper and deeper hole for you with the best of intentions.
Yeah.
You know, and people will lead you into this. So why are you in debt? Are you in credit card debt because of some emergency, something that just happened, and boom, you were forced to use your credit cards? Or you carrying credit card debt because of your spending habits? And if it's your spending habits, debt consolidation won't work for you if you don't change them. And I'm telling you, that's a whole lot easier said than done.
It is.
You know, if I've got a brick on my toe and I take aspirin, my toe is still going to continue to hurt until I take the brick off of it. You got to address the root cause.
Plain and simple. Get that brick off your toe.
And don't do a debt consolidation loan for credit card debt if you're in debt because of your spending habits.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mansa. Again, you can find our archives on our credit card series at TakeControlTuesday.com. And you can find Mansa Musa on MoneySmartLife.org, on the website, and on YouTube. Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you.